USA News, I'm Jeremy Scott. Officials say nearly 400 people are still unaccounted for after the wildfires in Maui.
The county released a validated list of names compiled by the FBI of those reported missing after the Lahaina fires. That's updated from the over 1,000 the FBI estimated were missing Tuesday. The death toll from the blazes stands at 115.
Brad Siegel reporting 95% of the burn region in Lahaina has been searched. Hawaii Governor Josh Green's office reported yesterday that teams had spent the past few days meticulously searching the area in hopes of identifying additional remains in single-story residences. Their focus next is turning to multi-story homes and businesses. Police say at least two people were shot during last night's Chicago White Sox game at Guaranteed Rate Field. One woman was hospitalized after being shot in the leg. Another was grazed by a bullet. The team is not saying where the shooting happened, although earlier reports claimed it happened in the left field bleachers during the third inning. A new poll by Reuters and Ipsos suggests that GOP voters may be more open to Ron DeSantis following the first Republican debate.
The poll, taken 2 days after the primetime debate in Milwaukee, found that around half of the Republicans who followed the event were more inclined to a bid from the Florida governor. DeSantis has been running a distant second to former President Trump in current polls. For months. I'm Brian Shook.
Four astronauts from around the world departed for the International Space Station on Crew Dragon Endurance in the wee hours this morning.
Go Falcon, go Dragon, go Crew 7.
Dragon's seventh operational human spaceflight to date launched on a Falcon 9 rocket with U.S., Danish, and Japanese astronauts and a Russian cosmonaut on board. They're expected to dock with the space station tomorrow morning and will spend 6 months in orbit. This is USA News.
Now your ideas don't have to wait. Now they have everything they need to come to life. Dell Technologies and Intel are creating technology that loves ideas, loves expanding your business, evolving your passions. We push what technology can do, so great ideas can happen right now. Find out how to bring your ideas to life at Dell.com. Welcome to Now.
The extracurricular activities, the traffic, the nightly homework, the traffic, the finding time to eat dinner together as a family, the traffic. Back to school can be stressful. Thanks to Ziploc, meal prep doesn't have to be. New Ziploc bags with stay-open design have a patented stand-up bottom that helps keep the bag upright and a top crease that folds and holds for easy filling, unlocking a second set of hands in the kitchen. If only it unlocked a second set of lanes. New Ziploc brand freezer and storage bags with stay-open design from S.C. Johnson, a family company.
Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell warns additional interest rate increases could be coming. At the Jackson Hole Economic Symposium in Wyoming yesterday, Powell said inflation has fallen over the past few months but still remains too high. He said the central bank is dedicated to getting inflation down to 2% and that the Fed will remain flexible as it considers future moves. Smoke from the wildfires in Canada is blamed for a major jump in asthma-related trips to the emergency room.
According to the CDC, ER visits were 17% higher than usual in areas where wildfire smoke enveloped the region, triggering air quality alerts between April and August. But New York and New Jersey had the highest proportion of emergency room visits. On June 7th alone in New York State, there was an 82% jump in asthma-related trips to the ER. I'm Ryan Daniels.
A Washington, D.C. man accused of stalking actress Drew Barrymore has been arraigned in a New York courtroom on Long Island. Chad Michael Busta, who pleaded not guilty to stalking charges after allegedly going door-to-door looking for Barrymore's home in the Hamptons, said it was a misunderstanding.
Up until the charge, I felt like Drew had not communicated to me that she was afraid and she wanted me to stay away from her.
He's the same person who confronted Barrymore during a live interview in Manhattan on Monday, rushing the stage. Busta reportedly has a criminal record that includes stalking and harassment and failing to appear in court. He's been ordered to stay away from the actress. Jeremy Scott, USA News.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.